This is Akashwani, the news read by Nithya Franco. President of Russia Vladimir Putin will pay a state visit to India today for the 23rd India-Russia Annual Summit. During the two-day visit, President Putin will hold talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi. Both leaders will exchange views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. A number of agreements are expected to be signed, including in areas related to trade, economy, healthcare, academics, culture, and media. President Draupadi Murmu will also receive the Russian president and host a banquet in his honor. In view of increasing acceptance of Sanchar Sathi app, the government has decided not to make the pre-installation of the app mandatory for mobile manufacturers. The Ministry of Communications in a statement said that the app is secure and purely meant to help citizens from bad actors in the cyber world. Union Minister of Communications Jyotiraditya Sindhya rejected the opposition's allegations of snooping, saying that snooping is neither possible nor will happen with the Sanchar Sathi app. Replying to a question in the Lok Sabha, Mr. Sindhya clarified that users can activate the app by registering at their convenience to access its benefits, and they may deactivate or delete it from their devices at any time.
Today, every citizen of the country can protect themselves from fraud from stolen mobile. They can record and report their stolen mobile. And 20 crore hits have been made on our portal. Approximately 1 crore 50 lakh apps have been downloaded. And today, I want to record that on the basis of this app and portal, 1 crore 50 lakh mobile connections have been disconnected in the country which are fraudulent because the public has reported this. Approximately 2.6 million stolen handsets we have traced. We have also returned 7 lakh handsets that have been stolen.
The Lok Sabha has passed the Central Excise Amendment Bill 2025. The proposed law aimed to amend the Central Excise Act 1944 specifically to raise excise duties and cess on tobacco products. Replying to a debate on the bill, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said this is not a new law and not even an additional tax. She said it is not a cess but an excise duty which existed before GST. She said even after GST came into effect, compensation cess rates remained unchanged from July 2017 to 2024. Women and Child Development Minister Annapurna Devi will formally launch the 100-day awareness campaign for a child marriage-free Bharat in New Delhi today, marking 1 year of the Bal Vivah Mukt Bharat campaign. Through this campaign, Ministry of Women and Child Development will call upon citizens, institutions and community leaders across the nation to join the movement and reaffirm India's commitment to build a child marriage-free Bharat. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and his Russian counterpart Andrei Belousov will co-chair the 22nd India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Military and Military Technical Cooperation ministerial meeting in New Delhi today. The Defence Ministry in a statement said the two leaders will review the entire range of multifaceted relations between the two countries in the field of defence during the meeting. A 40-member European Union negotiating team will arrive in New Delhi today, marking the most intensive phase of the India-EU Free Trade Agreement FTA discussions. EU Ambassador to India Hervé Delphin, speaking at India's World Annual Conclave 2025, said the current negotiations represent a fundamentally new phase, calling them EU-India FTA negotiations 2.0. In men's cricket, South Africa defeated India by 4 wickets in the second game of the 3-match ODI series in Raipur. And that's the end of this news bulletin.